Heal the Bay. They mobilize communities to protect our coastline, revitalize urban waterways, and they work for smart water policies. And if you haven't heard of their famous and popular coastal cleanups, we're going to tell you about them today. We are joined by Matthew King, Communications Director for Heal the Bay. You've been protecting the beaches, the coastlines, waterways for a long time now, Matthew, right?
Yeah, I mean, It's been more than 30 years. We're really proud of the record that we have, and LA has really taken us to their heart, and we're so proud of what we do, and we couldn't do it without all the people in LA that love the ocean and protect what they love.
And you've had a huge impact.
It's interesting. I mean, I was just, before coming in, I was looking up our records, and we've collected more than 2 million pounds of trash, our volunteers, and that's right out of the sand in LA County. It's kind of depressing and kind of uplifting at the same time to think about how much yucky stuff is out there, but how people have really helped to do the right thing. People just love the ocean. You don't even have to explain it. It's just sort of something they feel deep in their heart, and that feeling of looking out in the ocean and just feeling the breeze and whatnot. And so in many ways, it makes our job easier just because people realize what a special thing that we have here. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, we all have a duty to protect it, and people rise to the challenge. It makes my job easy in many ways, which I'm very fortunate to have that situation.
How would you describe your mission?
Obviously, people think of us first as a clean ocean group, and certainly Thriving Oceans is really the heart of the organization. But what we spend a lot of our time on now is healthy watersheds, and that means working with inland communities to make sure that they're as green and sustainable as they can be, because you can't separate the health of the ocean from the health of our neighborhoods. Everything drains to the ocean. And so if we take care of our neighborhoods inland, we're going to be taking care of the oceans at the same time. So we're really focusing on trying to connect people to the watershed in their backyard and to the ocean. So that's a big deal for us. And then also our mission is smart water policy. Obviously, with these drought situations we've had the past couple of years, water supply is an up and down boom and bust thing in here in LA. And we still import 80% of our water. And so that is not a good place to be. And so we're working on things like stormwater capture, water recycling, and it's going to help the health of the ocean, but it's also going to help us develop more local water supply. So it's really thriving oceans, healthy watersheds, and smart water policy. Those are the three things we spend most of our time on.
And you were talking about inland. The inland part is important too, reaching people there. And you have this great campaign about Rethink the Drink.
It's a campaign that we have where we want to have people have a direct impact on pollution on the shore. And so we did some analysis and we found that 40% of the items that we find at our beach cleanups are beverage-related items. So this is like plastic water bottles, caps, stirrers, and whatnot, and straws. And so we've come up with this idea of Rethink the Drink, and we want people to be thoughtful about the daily choices they make in their lives and to rethink some of those choices. And so that might mean having a reusable water bottle instead of a plastic water bottle. That means saying no to a straw, a plastic straw, because a lot of this stuff winds up in the on the shoreline and in the ocean. It can cause a lot of problems. And most people are conscientious and do the right thing. And they're, even if they are using some of those things, they'll put them in the trash or in the recycling bin. But a lot of the stuff just winds up in the street and the storm drains and in the ocean. And it makes the beach ugly, and it's incredibly harmful to sea life. And one startling statistic, Tina, that I always remind people about, and it really is, once again, disturbing, but it gets you to think about things. A recent NOAA study from the U.S. government has indicated that there may be more plastic in the sea than fish by mass by 2050 if we don't stop doing what we're doing. So just think about that for a minute, that there would be more plastic in the ocean than fish. And we're the cause of that. And so we're looking for small things that people can do in their daily lives to help have that impact. And that's sort of the basis of that Rethink the Drink campaign.
So you may be thinking about your plastic water bottle, plastic cup. Now think about your straws, because straws are a big part of the pollution at the beach. So Strawless Summer, is this the first Strawless Summer? When did that come about?
Yeah, we're working with some coalition partners around the country. Adrian Grenier's Lonely Whale Foundation, the actor, we've been working with him because he's really pushing this in a lot of different cities. And we're taking the charge in LA. and we have the Strawless Summer idea. And the idea is we will be launching a campaign, a social media campaign, a microsite in the coming days. And you'll see that all in the Heal the Bay website shortly. And the idea is we want people to take the pledge where they'll say, I'm not going to use a plastic straw in the month of August. And then you'll be able to share and post that on your social feeds. And we're going to have all sorts of promotions and contests working with Jack Johnson and some other celebrities to recognize people are doing the right thing. And then we're working with a number of large retailers and restaurants and bars who have also agreed that they're not going to have straws available except by request only. Someone would have to ask for a straw instead of automatically be given one, sort of like asking for a cup of water during drought. We're really excited about this. It's one small thing that people can do. It just gets them thinking about other issues in their life. And
it's an easy thing.
Just ask listeners to do a search and go to our website or, you know, on socials, hashtag Strawless Summer, and they'll learn all about the program.
This is so much fun. The coastal cleanups, people love to participate, and you have one coming up in September. You do them regularly.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we have something called Nothing But Sand, which is our regular monthly beach cleanup. And we get anywhere from 500 to 2,000 people, depending on the event. And it's at a different beach in LA County each month. Mm-hmm. But our biggest volunteer event of the year is called Coastal Cleanup Day. And it's September 16th this year. And we'll have over 50 locations in LA County. And we work with Orange County Coast Keeper. Will be having their locations down in Orange County. And it's probably the best way, if you're just curious about Heal the Bay, the work that we're doing, I'd encourage people to come out. We have 50 locations, inland and coastal. It's 2 hours in the morning, no experience. It's family, it's faith-based groups, it's sports, it's businesses, it's fraternities, sororities. It's a real cross-section of LA. And what you'll do is we'll have about a half-hour presentation just about and safety talk, just about some of the issues that are going on and why this work is important. And then you'll go out and actually see what kind of trash is on the beach. And you'll have an immediate impact on helping the ocean, but you'll also realize the things that you can do when you get back home. And so people, you kind of think, oh my God, you know, do I want to spend a morning picking up trash? And I cannot tell you how happy people are at the end of this thing. They're smiling. They've been outside with their fellow Angelenos and feeling like they were doing a good thing. It's just a really great day. And so last year we had about 15,000 people. We collected like 20 tons of trash.
Wow.
So if you go to healthebay.org website and go to the front page, there's a coastal cleanup tab right on the top, and you can register and get all the information.
Right. So you can go to a beach that you want to go to,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, pick
you want
your
to make
beach.
It easy.
Mm-hmm. And you guys do something very special. You have a report card every year. You put a lot of work into it to let us know how we're doing. How are our beaches doing?
We've been doing the beach report card for about 20 years now. And the idea is most of LA and Orange County has very, very good water quality. Unfortunately, there are still some trouble spots that are plagued by bacterial pollution. And basically, as bad as that sounds, that just means, you know, E. coli, fecal bacteria, things that can make you really get sick can get in the storm drains and in the storm water. And all that stuff will rush directly into the ocean untreated. And it will make you very sick. And so what we do is we take reports about the water quality each week and grade it A to F based on the level of bacterial pollution so people can know their favorite beach, whether it's an A through F based on that pollution. And we grade about 400 beaches up and down the state of California each week. The good news is that LA and Orange County have very good water quality. Most of the beaches get A's and B's, more than 90%, but there are still some trouble beaches. And we do something called the Beach Bummer List, which is the 10 most polluted beaches in the state of California. And unfortunately, four of those beaches are in LA and Orange County. And so what we do is we put out this beach bummer list just to warn people. And so would you like me to share those?
Yes. Who's on the beach bummer list and who's on the honor roll? Which beach is on the honor roll?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the beach bummers this year that we just announced in May, one is the Santa Monica Pier, which is really unfortunate because it's one of the iconic spots in LA and everyone comes there. It has millions, you know, I think 50 million visitors each year. But in general, piers are something you have to worry about because there's just a lot of pipes and leaking infrastructure and dark, dank conditions that can create bacteria. And so the city of Santa Monica has spent a lot of money. They're really trying to get a handle on this thing. But unfortunately, I would not recommend swimming within 100 yards of the Santa Monica Pier. And we're doing a good job. The city knows they have a challenge, but they're trying to fix it.
Yeah.
Another one is Mother's Beach in Marina Del Rey. Mm-hmm. And so people might love the sound of Mother's Beach, and it makes them feel good, parents, because there's absolutely no waves, and it's very shallow, and it may make a child feel safe swimming there and the parents, but all that lack of circulation, it's a little bit like a bird bath. And so imagine all the impacts from Marina Del Rey and the shallow water on a hot day, it becomes basically like a petri dish. So we really recommend people do not swim at Mother's Beach. Orange County has two. It's the San Clemente Pier, another pier that has some issues. And then there's a place called Monarch Beach, which is in Dana Point, which is right near the Ritz-Carlton Resort. And so, you know, unfortunately, they have, you know, five-star beach, but kind of one-star water quality.
Hmm.
And so the county is trying to get a handle on that as well. And we think that is a case of roosting birds. So they're trying to get rid of those birds.
On the honor roll, the beach honor roll, Ventura is there, one of them.
Ventura, I would say, has the best water quality in all of Southern California. All the beaches get A grades. It's just there's just less impact and input there. And so you're almost guaranteed of a great experience in Ventura. In L.A. County, some of the best beaches are El Matador, El Pescador, those beaches that are up in Northern County, those hideaway pocket beaches a little north of Malibu are fantastic. And just in general, I would say the beaches in the South Bay have very good water quality. And surprisingly, I don't know why I say surprisingly, but Venice has some of the best water quality, just because you think all the craziness down there.
Yeah.
But if you look at the grades, Venice, year in and year out, has very good water quality.
It is so interesting.
So the point is, you just go to our website, healthebay.org or beachreportguard.org. Just check the latest grades. Just like you put sunscreen on, you can find out what the latest grades are at your favorite beach.
And while you're there, you can find out about the beach cleanup. And should you sign up beforehand to go on a beach cleanup?
Yes. I mean, if you just show up, we'll process you. But it helps us plan for the event, make sure we have all the right materials, and we can send you a lot of information ahead of time about how to prepare. But you don't need any special training or anything like that. It's not exhausting work, but it's really uplifting work.
You'll feel good, like you said, and you'll have maybe a nice tan, or you'll have a nice day at the beach, you
exactly.
know, meeting people. And so thank you so much, Heal the Bay, for protecting what we love in California and Southern California, Matthew. We appreciate your dedication.
Thank you, Tina. And the Sound has always been a great partner for us. We've been on many times, and we really value the support of media and community members like you. So thank you for having us.